Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, family. This is Dr. Deborah, and today I want to just remind us of something I think many of us know, but maybe not enough of us are paying enough attention to: the fact that we are one people. Biologically, physiologically, probably more than likely spiritually, we are one people. There are no superhumans or subhumans. I know we're used to watching Superman and Spider-Man and X-Men and women, and with all these superpowers and all these vast differences. But at the end of the human, the real human day, we have the same blood, the same heart, liver, spleen, toenails, skin, notwithstanding the different colors, the different pigmentations underneath the skin and the eye color and the hair texture. Everything else is almost exactly the same. Yes. And so if we are so connected physically, and some would dare say we are connected spiritually, then why do we still insist on treating certain groups like they are not as human as we are? Which leads me to my point. My point today is it is our humanity, our tendencies to divide, our tendencies to disenfranchise, our tendencies to demonize and villainize, victimize each other, that gets in our way. Somehow we have created this thought, this idea that I can be better than you and I can prove that I am smarter, superior to you in some kind of way, then that makes it true that you are less than I am, and it makes it true that I am superior to you, when actually neither is true. There is no difference between you, brainiac, and you, person who considers yourself less than that, except for perhaps the work that you put into being whatever you are. But think about this. The same work you put into considering yourself inferior to someone else, you can put into thinking and being superior, or being equal in this case. My point is what's between your ears. It's not something you were born with. It's what you've been told and what you decided you wanted to believe. Believe is why you are in the mental state that you're in. So at the end of the day, fellow human beings, we are one people. We have different approaches to life, different approaches to relationships, different approaches to the world, the earth, but those are all choices with little or no connection to what really is. Those are all choices. And because what really is, what is really the truth here, is that we are one people. So we've created these lines, these understandings, these myths about who we are, who I am, who you are, totally created. But what's makes it real, guys. I know what makes it real is that after we made this stuff up, then we started to believe it. And once we started to believe these lies that we have about ourselves and each other, then we create structures. We created structures that prove them. For example, let's just say the mass media. If we have decided that women are not as smart as men, if we have decided that women are weak and they need taking care of, guess what? We write movies, commercials. We make clothing. Everything we do around what it means to be a woman reifies, substantiates in our mind that she is weaker, that she needs taken care of, that she is inferior to a man. And then we tell her she has to get a man so that somebody to take care of her. Then she has a daughter and a son, and she trains her son to think like everybody else thinks about women, and she trains her daughter to think the same thing. So then it continues, when actually she is no weaker than a man in almost any way, quite honestly. And I say that because we know testosterone and all of the male hormones creates more muscle, and therefore the average man is stronger than the average woman. So that's physical strength. That doesn't make her weaker in the sense that she can't survive without a man. So I just use that particular example of one that shows us how we have decided that women are weaker. So, of course, we don't hire as many. We don't pay them as much. Everything to, again, reify what we have told ourselves about what it means to be woman. And then, of course, everybody buys into it. Then it becomes real. So that's something that we created. And if you would do just a little homework and do some research, you will find there were times in history where women were warriors as well, where women had to do the work that men supposedly were designed to do. And that's because that culture, that civilization, those societies decided that that was not a belief system that worked for them. And so now we are in the 21st century and nearing the end of it, and lots of things have changed, but that's only because we decided to change. So I use that as an example of our creating these ideas about differences and then creating structures that basically make those differences real, when at the end of it, we just made it up. So we've made up lots of ideas about people, about what it means to be black, about what it means to be female, about what it means to be gay, about what it means to be old or young or smart or slow or, quote, handicapped. Now we have new words for that, able, disabled, lesser abled. But we have all these ideas about what those things mean, and people are debunking those ideas every day. Have you seen men and women who are amputees dance on television or swim or ski, play sports, play track, run track, do high jumps? So these are people who decide, okay, that's one story. That's not the story I choose to buy into. And they created new stories for themselves. And so, how do we begin now to create new stories about who we are as a people? Because it is totally our choice. It is our choice how we respond to ourselves and how we respond to each other. And I say it all the time. My fear is we are going to wait until the earth decides to show us, and I think the earth is in a lot of ways is already showing us, that we are really not as in much control as we think we are. And if you think you are really in control, stomp your baby toe and tell me how you can just pretend like that didn't happen. You can't, because the pain is excruciating, and as small as that toe is, it will bring you to your knees. And so, as we think about the stories that we have created about who is better, smarter, more able, more capable, we need to think about the fact that we make that up. And if we want to survive as a people, because if Mother Nature decides she wants to change these things, and of course we called her she because that's a story we made up, but I'm going to call her she since just keep them going. If she decides that she wants to just change how things have been going based, of course, on thought of ours with the ozone, but that's another story too, then we will find ourselves literally in the same boat or without a boat or up the river. And so are we so human, or are we so dehuman that we will rather that happen than we look in the mirror and decide that we're going to change our structures so that everybody gets the opportunity to be their best selves, to thrive in a world that we all helped create, that we have all helped to create? Or we're going to just sit back and allow other things to show us? Maybe the chaos that we have created with our division. I don't know. I don't even want to think about that. Because I know we are one. I know that now my job is to just keep reminding us that we've created some structures, some ideas, some isms that are destroying us. And unless we decide that we are going to take control of ourselves and change how we're responding to each other, something else will have to show us. And since we're so human and so above everybody and everything else, what are we going to do to avoid this catastrophe? Because that's what it feels like to me. I see myself as a part of you, and not just physically, but spiritually, energetically. That's not what I want to happen. That's not what I want to see happen. And all I know to do is just to keep reminding you that we are one, that we have more control of how things go than what we're pretending that we really don't know, that things are in motion and this is just the way they are. I disagree. And I hope that there's enough of you that will finally hear me and others disagree and find a way to sit down and say, okay, how are we going to change this thing? Because it is not too late. There are optimistic people, there are panic, but there are, oh my goodness, I lose my words, but idealistic people who want to believe that we will do something about this before things just get worse and it's too late. I'm going to quote Frankie Beverly. We could all be having so much fun, and the only way that's going to happen is we just decide that we are one and that we are going to act like we belong to the same family, the same human family. And we are approaching, you know, the end of our year, the part of the year where somehow we forget all of the crap we do to each other, all the other 9 months of the year. Thanksgiving, some people don't celebrate it, and I understand why. Christmas, some people don't celebrate it, and I understand why. But what I also know is that somehow those holidays brings out the oneness in us. So I want to invite you, as you begin your new year, start it with the idea that you and I are one, and start treating each other like we are. Until next time, this has been On the Real with Dr. Deb. And to then, you take good care of yourself.